Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Jonah chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Jonah was a reluctant prophet. God had told him to travel to the city of Nineveh and preach to the people there so they could turn to God and be saved. Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't want the Ninevites, who were enemies of his own people, to be saved. So he jumped on a ship, heading in the opposite direction. But you can't run from God. God saw to it that Jonah was tossed overboard and swallowed by a great fish. It was in the belly of the fish that Jonah repented and turned back to God. He knew that only God could help him. In his prayer, Jonah confessed, "Salvation comes from the Lord." This is the truth that comforted his heart, and his confidence was not misplaced. God rescued Jonah from death in the sea by his almighty power, and God delivered him from death in hell by fulfilling his true promise of sending his Son to redeem him and all sinners. With a heart free from fear through faith, Jonah worshiped the Lord with a song of thanksgiving for saving him from death and damnation. He expressed his great gratitude by making a sincere promise to live according to his faith in the Lord. Salvation comes from the Lord is what our aching hearts need to always hear. If being saved were up to you and me, we would fail. But we need not fear, because salvation from death and damnation is from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the cross and the empty tomb are all about. Jesus is our Savior. I am trusting you, Lord Jesus, trusting only you, trusting you for full salvation, free and true. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.